The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 33 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we begin Home Show Radio. Like Danny just was so kind to get me going here. As far as why would you replace the little motor when you could just buy a whole new fan? You can. It'll be the whole unit. But the fact of the matter is it's a lot of work. It's a lot easier. Just I think there's two, maybe three little screws and a couple little wires to hook up, and you got a new motor on there. We used to use those exhaust fans for welding exhausts, but we used them for the ones that were over your cooktop. And I made some makeshift welding booths at one time. We had them up there. We replaced the fans all the time in welding shops because welding shops gives a lot of metal particles in the air. What happens is motors have magnets on there. Well, magnets and metal particles in the air eventually burn the motor out. So we were going through that probably about every couple months, every semester or so. We'd have to replace a few of the motors. But I learned to do that. It's a lot easier than replacing the whole dang thing. Is it cheaper? I don't know if it's that much cheaper. Maybe a little bit. But it's a lot easier than getting up in the attic and doing sheetrock stuff. And I don't know. It's just, to me, little parts and pieces. I've got a motor right now in my swimming pool. It is screaming like somebody's sticking it with a knife. I called a buddy of mine who does pool repairs. He was referred to me about 2 years ago, I think, from Colt over at U.S. Pool Builders, because Colt doesn't do repair work. He builds new pools. He said, use this guy. This guy's good. So I called Richard up and said, Richard, you still in the business? He goes, yeah. I said, this is Tom Tynan, my motor screaming. He said, send me a picture. And so I got a picture of the labels, sort of the horsepower and stuff. The cameras on these phones are incredible, at least the one I have, an A6. It's not a fancy phone, but the camera was something else. And it gets the detail just incredibly well. And sent it to him. And so I got kudos on my picture taking. He said, man, those are great pictures. So he's coming out this week. I got to travel. I'm hitting the airplane tomorrow night, doing some traveling across the state. I'm a Texas guy. Everywhere I travel now, it's just state. And I have no complaints with that at all. In fact, I like it. It makes me appreciate the state of Texas even more as I go and visit people all around the state. Because I've been to other states. And I always came back here. So I just soon stay here for the rest of my eternity. It's however long that will be as my age. We'll see. But I'll be getting on a plane and heading back down south a little bit and starting a new welding program. Speaking of welding, very excited. Finally, a year of work and COVID-related setbacks. And now we're ready to put students in the booths. Very, very excited about that one. So I've got a lot of good things happening, and I know you do too. But one of the things I always have to do is maintain my home. When I get here, I got a project tomorrow after the show. I've got like a little cabinet door issue on my kitchen that I'm going to take care of. Everybody should take care of the little things. That way they don't become big things. And so I preach that all the time. And that could kind of be, I don't want the motors to be our theme today, but taking care of the little things before it gets out of hand. When I go look at homes to buy or purchase and properties and things, which I do regularly, I look at, and I'm always amazed how people let the little things go and how they get to be so out of hand that they don't admit to it. But I can tell when I talk to them or talk to the people representing them that they know that this should have been taken care of. It was a lot easier 2 years ago than it was today. And so it gives me negotiating power, no doubt about it. It gives you the same thing, but it depends what side of the coin you're on that one. You might lose, you might win, but just little things will help. So I'm going to give you a little tip today because it's a tip that I had gave somebody yesterday who's in facilities. He thought it was the greatest thing that was ever given to him in his entire life. And it was at one of the colleges I work for right now. I've worked for many. And there was a cabinet door in a break room that they just couldn't. They wanted to put bigger screws in. The cabinets were going to get destroyed. I said, stop. I was in there. I said, don't do that, guys. And they're really nice people. And I said, let me show you a tip. And I went over to the shop and got a little bit of Elmer's glue, and I had some toothpicks. And so I put some Elmer's glue down on a little piece of paper, and I put the toothpick in there, and I shoved it in the hole where the screw was, and I took the screw out, of course. And we put about 4 toothpicks in there with glue. And then I put the screw in. They gave me the screw gun. I set it down nice and tight, and I said, there, you're done. And their jaws dropped open. See, what happens is the glue, which is going to set later, will set as one thing. Glue, even Elmer's white glue, is stronger than the actual wood when it sets. So what you do is you make that hole full of glue and wood, which are the toothpicks. You set the screw in there. It goes in real easy because the glue's still wet. And it'll set very quickly. The glue dries pretty fast. I don't know how long, maybe a half hour, maybe an hour. But you can use the cabinet at that point because the screw is already held through the threads. And so you don't have any waiting period. You don't have to wait all night. Don't put duct tape all over everything. It's just done. And when that glue sets, it's even stronger. You never have to mess with that particular screw again. See, if you did something like that, that's just a little example. Do a little thing like that when you see it happening. And just, you know, everybody's got their, I hope, I do, have a little junk drawer. It's not pretty when you open it, but it's got all the little screwdrivers and little odds and ends that you fix little things around the house. Just take it out. Do it real quick. It'll take you probably less than 10 minutes, and you're going to feel good you did something, and you'll never have to do it again. But little things like that are important when you own a home. So I just want to share that with you. Don't let your home go. Fix little things when they happen, if you're capable. I realize some people aren't. Because of, could be age, could be, you know, physical issues, whatever the case may be. But if you can, please do it. All right, call me. We're going to be with you today for 3 hours, and then I am going to continue to put my uniform on. I'm with the Texas State Guard, and this is my drill weekend. I'm heading out to Rosenberg because I'm with Bravo Company over at the Rosenberg Armory, and I'm going to be in training all night, probably get home around 11 tonight. And I'm not spending the night there tonight because they're going to have a short day and clean it up in the morning, and I'll be on the air in the morning. But I'm looking forward to doing my duty for my country and my state. And so I'm very excited. This is a good weekend for me, and it's a beautiful day out. So if you're out and about, enjoy it, okay? And if you see someone walking around, looks like a tree, that's me because I have my camos on. All right, call me, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. As beautiful as it is today, some days it's not. Some days we have lots of gallons of rain coming out of the sky. You know, the gallons and gallons, like somebody's pouring a bucket of water on your head. It happens. We're on the Gulf Coast. Things happen every day. It could be cold. Have you ever had the cold rain as opposed to the hot, steamy rain? See? You can get both here. Not at the same day, usually, but either way, it's water coming from the sky that hits your roof, runs off your roof, and then what does it go? Where does it go? What does it do? Well, it can do a whole lot of damage. Water does some incredible damage. Look at rivers on the corners, how they just keep carving out those turns in the rivers until they get huge. Water running all the time does incredible damage, and it can do the same to your roof, to your yard, to your house. You might need gutters to help control it, channel it. Give it a place to go, somewhere that it's safe and happy. That's what Custom Gutters will do for you. Custom Gutters, it is a company. Now, Jimmy over there who owns it, runs it, involved with it every day, he's been in the business for over 40 years. He knows gutters. From the regular, it's small ones in case. You might need a small one for a little situation that's very unusual. He has 5-inch machines. He has 6-inch machines, which are probably the most common. And then his joy, which the other companies usually just don't have, he has a 7-inch machine, gutter-making machine, he brings to your home, and they make everything custom. And then, if you're tired of cleaning them, they'll clean them one last time, and they'll put their gutter cover on top, and you're all set. Custom Gutters with a K. I'm going to start the show off by telling you I'm going to be talking about a lot of different companies, the best companies in Houston as far as I'm concerned, or they're the top, the cream with the top. You know, there might be others real good too. I can't have them all. This is a big city. But the ones I have, I can vouch for. And they're at homeshowradio.com, every single one of them. They have websites. They have videos. Same with Custom Gutters. And that's Custom Gutters, and Custom starts with a K.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Cherry Company, recycling concrete to make Houston a greener place every day. Rudy's Quality Painting, two generations of experience and painting craftsmanship you can trust. For cracked, broken windows, mirrors, or glass showers, call Glass Doctor. They fix your pain.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 281-496-5711. They'll be here today until noon. 281-496-5711. Let's see here. Let's talk to Charles. Charles, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
Good, good. I just have a quick question for you. I have a tankless hot water heater, and I have a recycler, you know, where it recycles throughout the house. And my question is it normal that when you turn on your cold water that it takes it a while for the hot water, like when I turn on my cold water, I'm getting warm water, and it takes a while before it actually turns cold again. Is that normal with a when you have a recycler on?
No, it's not normal with the circulation pump that you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
But what I suspect, is it only on one faucet?
No, well, It's on multiple faucets, but it's not every single one. Like we have, okay, we have two tankless systems, and then we have a recirculator for the system that does downstairs, and we have one for the one upstairs. And I noticed just at certain, like in the bathroom and in the kitchen, it will run, now I don't want to say hot, but it'll be warm on the cold side, and then after it runs for a while, then it runs cold again, but it's not on every single faucet, but it is on more than one or two. Okay.
You mentioned to me the kitchen. It's probably a Moen faucet, and I think it's crossing over. The cartridge is going bad, very uh-huh. common. So to test it, Charles, if you can get under your sink and turn the water off to the faucet, there's two little things, little valves down there we call stops.
Uh-huh.
If you can shut the stops and then go to the bathrooms and everything works normal,
uh-huh.
then I suspect the cartridge in that kitchen faucet is crossing over and going bad.
Okay, well, I guess my question is, the first place that I noticed it was my master bathroom.
It's okay, because it crosses over on that faucet, and somehow it's probably connected in some way.
Right.
And I have a little rental place down in Brownsville. My uh-huh. kitchen faucet is going bad, and I've got to call the landlord because I'm not going to do it. And they need a new cartridge in there, and so I'll go in my bathroom, and I'll turn uh-huh. it on the cold water to brush my teeth, and it's coming out really hot. I'm going to burn my
mouth. Right, right, right.
So I have to go in the kitchen, and I have to wiggle, because I know about this. Most people wouldn't know to do this. I'm wiggling the kitchen faucet until it straightens out, because the little orifices and the little washers and stuff uh-huh. in there kind of get back in the swing of things, and then uh-huh. I'll go back in my bathroom and be cold. So it's real common for one of the faucets. It's usually a kitchen faucet. It's usually, but not always, a Moen, but a Moen is a real uh-huh. common one. They don't do it as much as they used to, the older ones did. And
okay.
it crosses over, so you'll get lukewarm water. You'll get it in your toilets. And what's really bad when it happens, and it fills a toilet up with hot water, the toilet tanks can crack. And then you can flood your house. So you got, when
right.
this starts to happen, you've got to troubleshoot it. And the way to troubleshoot it is to isolate that faucet and see if that's the culprit. And I think it's going to be, but I would tell you to turn the faucet off underneath there for a few hours and then go
okay.
around and just use your plumbing normally. And if everything just stops, it's going to be a new cartridge needed in that faucet, or you can buy a new faucet for that matter.
Okay. Now, does it impact it if the kitchen faucet is the one that has the recirculator on it? Will that impact?
Yes. Yeah, it'll start moving warm water or hot water throughout, cold side and hot side.
Okay. Okay.
That's where I think that's where your problem is.
Okay.
It's not anything that it's the faucet itself.
It's the faucet itself.
I really think so. But there's
okay.
only one way to know, and that's to shut it off. And then if everything works normal, then you're good. You know that's what it is because the water is crossing. It's a single handle faucet, correct?
Right.
Yeah, it's crossing over in that mixer valve, and you're getting hot water going on the cold side, which makes it warm.
So let me ask you this. When I shut it off, do I shut off both the hot and cold side in the kitchen?
Yes. Shut them both, not just
shut
one.
Shut them both. Okay. Yes. And leave it off for a couple of hours before
I would. And I'd go, or, you know, play with it how you want. But if you notice immediately that the whole problem is solved, then you don't have to leave it off for an hour. You can leave it off for 30 minutes. But once you're convinced in your head that that's it, then it's time to attack that faucet. But I think that's what it is. I could totally be wrong, but I really suspect that's what it is, and it's happened to me many times.
No, at least you give me some place to start, because I didn't know. My wife and I were just trying to figure out, is that something that's just normal when you have a recirculator?
No, it's not. And I don't want you to go out and have somebody sell you a whole bunch of equipment or anything. It's just a little maintenance thing, and we need to take care of that. But we have to make sure that's what it is first before you start writing checks to people.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate you calling and listening, and I'm here for you every weekend on Sports Radio 610, and this is Home Show Radio. Gary will get right to you right after I tell people about Abacus Plumbing. Because, Charles might be calling them. But there's ways to find stuff out first so you get an idea what's going on. You don't have to be the fixer. You can be the finder. You can be the fixer and the finder, for that matter. Cartridges and faucets are so odd and so different that sometimes it's worth just having the plumber come out and do it. And with other things with plumbing, it's always worth having them come out and do it because just the amount of parts and pieces involved is going to be, you're going to be going back to Home Depot or Lowe's, so I'll use their names, 100 times till you get the right part. And then, like most people in the garage, you'll have this bin of plumbing parts you'll never use. But you don't want to throw them away. You never know when you might need them, but you won't. You'll never need them because you couldn't use them the first time. But yet we keep them. And then when we move or die, somebody has to deal with it, or you might have to deal with it when you move. And you say, I might take them with me. I might need them in my next house. I don't know. Or when you pass, which my father just passed, I'm cleaning out his place. He saved things he would never need. People tend to do that. It's human nature. But it's easier to call Abacus Plumbing. They can take the stuff you don't need with them, and they can leave what you do need in place, so whatever it needs to work, works. And it could be a faucet in this case. It could be a toilet. It could be a flapper. I just had to replace a handle on a toilet the other day, and I replaced the flapper too. You don't want to do that? You call Abacus Plumbing. You want to get into big things like a circulation pump that Charles has? No problem. Do you know who knows how to do that and do it very well? Whether it's an on-demand or a tank water heater, it's Abacus Plumbing. And, of course, a drain line that's clogged, you need 713 Plumbing. You need that phone number. 713 Plumbing. That's something none of us want to deal with. I wouldn't deal with it. I'd call 713 Plumbing. I call them all the time. They get out here. Everybody says, you got to pay them. Yeah, you got to pay them. They're a plumber. I pay them. I write a check. You write a check. We all write checks. They got a living to make. You know, people say, Tom, you get it all for free. No, I don't. I write them a check because they write us a check, so I can talk about them too. So it's each hand washes the other, and it's a good way. I've known the owner, Alan, for 20 years, and he's a great person, and he makes sure that his clients are taken care of. Guess what? If you call him, you're his client. That's 713 Plumbing, Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
How are you, Tom?
I'm fine.
I have a question about floodlights. So I've got three floodlights that I'd like to install, but I'm curious as to, can I just run them all to a junction box and connect them to the switch, Or do I have to run like a parallel or circuit?
Do you want to just turn them all at one time?
Yes. I just want to be able to flip the switch and them all come on.
Okay, yeah, just run it to a box with a switch.
Okay, so I don't
one,
have
two,
to run
one, two.
The left one to the right one and the right one oh. to the left one and the left one to the center. I don't have to do any of that. I can just kind of just
hear you. You can do it either way. I mean, if you want to tie them all together and just run one wire to the
Hello?
Switch, that's fine. Or you can just run three wires Hello? To your switch box and then pigtail.
Can you hear me?
And make sure the box is like a quad. You'll have a lot of wire in there, but you can just pigtail it to the switch.
Okay, so I don't have to do okay. So that makes it a lot easier.
You can tie all the white wires together with one pigtail, all the black wires together with one pigtail, and all the grounds together with one pigtail, and then those three pigtails go to the switch.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you so much.
All right, well, I got a little microphone issue here, but we'll take care of that a little bit. Chad came over and fixed my equipment yesterday. Oh, Chad, you need to call. Anyway, call me, 281-496-5711. Let's try Gary right now and see if we can get Gary on the air. Gary, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. Can you hear
there
me?
You. I can hear you. I got a little problem here, but nothing I can't handle. Yes, sir, go right ahead.
Okay, so I have a house that was built in 2000, and I want to replace the windows facing the back. I'm on a golf course, 14 windows, and because they're single pane, they let in cool air, hot air, and noise.
Okay.
And I don't, you know, there's all these companies out there, and I'm not a window man, so I need some advice.
What do you want to do? You want to replace all your windows?
Yeah, those 14. I got 22 windows in the house, but I just want to replace the ones facing the golf course.
Okay. Most of the time, let me see how I approach this. Most of the time, you replace all your windows so they match the house. It's always better practice to do that so everything matches, it looks good for resale, and things of that. So you're probably going to hear that from people you will call to come replace your windows. Sometimes they can match your windows so closely people don't know, but it's a rare case that can be done with new windows that are coming from a company. So what I would tell you this is Gulf Coast Windows would be a company you could call. They've got a lot of different windows out there that they can offer you. But you might find you'll have to do the whole house to make it a project that makes sense.
Right. I get that.
Don't buy the double pane windows, the vinyl frame windows are some of the most quiet. So you said more than just energy efficiency, you're looking for quiet too. I would definitely steer you towards a vinyl frame window because they don't vibrate as much, so the noise is cut back quite a bit.
Okay. All right. So Gulf Coast, if I wanted to get two or three bids, is there any other companies out there?
Not that I've dealt with on window replacement. There's a bunch of window replacement companies out there. And, you know, call as many as you want. Gulf Coast, I know I've personally used them. They've worked on my house. They're part of the team here. So put them on the list. You'll have to just, you know, ask around and find other companies. But the two things I can really help you with is you probably will end up doing the whole house. And I'd really think that because you'll regret if you don't. If you have odd-looking windows in different parts of the house, it turns people off on the sale of the house. And it doesn't really give you the effectiveness you want. And the second thing is, because noise is a factor with everything else, take a look at the vinyl frame windows. I think that's going to be the most effective for noise. All of them are more energy efficient than what you have.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you for putting up with our little faux pas thing here. All right, Larry, we'll get to you in a minute. Due West Foundation Repair comes to mind first, though. Because if you have cracks in the windows, cracks in the brick, your doors are sticking, your house could be moving around. If your house is moving around, you've got a problem. You got a problem? Remember what we said at the beginning of the show. Don't ignore it. Fix it. That's what you need to do. Just fix it. And Due West Foundation Repair is the company that can help you do exactly that. Due West Foundation Repair. They are the company that I've dealt with since 1988. In fact, when I started in radio 33, 34 years ago, I went on and I had no well, certified home show pros, as we call them now. Back then, we called them sponsors. And they said, Tom, you need to find some sponsors. And I said, well, I don't really want to talk about companies. I just want to do the show. I was Mr. Pure at Heart, so to speak. And they said, well, if you don't get some sponsors, we're going to have to get you off the air because we need to have it paid for. I thought, huh, so I got to walk this fine line. So it's up to me. And I thought, I can do this. I can find really good people. And my first goal was a foundation repair company. And that's when I did my research, talked to many of them, talked to engineers in the city, and it all pointed to one company. And I called them and said, hey, would you sponsor my show? And they said, well, we'll try it. We're not sure. Here it is, 2021, and the Dutton family's still with us today because I found the best. And I decided after that, that's what started the quest of this show. My journey, so to speak, was finding companies that I could feel comfortable talking about to you. And I'm not giving names out unless I personally know them and I've personally dealt with them. And Due West, I've dealt with them and known them the longest. Due West Foundation Repair. If you suspect you have any problems, and just like the gentleman we just talked to before, guess what? You can call other companies. Make sure you call them too. Put them on the list. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call 713-473-7156 because they are the best.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Two 281-496-5711, and we will talk today. Let's get to Larry right now. Larry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey Tom, I got an electrical question for you. I've got a GFCI switch outside on the back patio, and it's tripped, and I can't reset it, and the breaker's running. So how do I go about troubleshooting that? I know there's one plug down from that. So how would I go about trying to figure out what happened?
Is there anything in that circuit that's plugged in?
No.
Okay. So nothing is plugged in, everything is the same, and you can't get that to reset.
That's correct.
It's probably went bad on you. You probably have to have it replaced.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to – that's what I thought.
They go bad. They go bad sometimes, and it just won't retrip itself. So – that's what it's for, to protect you. So it's probably all it is. I always tell people, if first off, make sure everything is unplugged, because it could be something plugged in that won't let it reset. But if it's just not resetting for you, the first thing I would do is replace it.
Okay. Hey, I want to let you know, I called a couple of months ago about I bought a house that had smart home technology in it, and you were so right. That has been such a mess.
Yeah,
trying to deal with that. So
I know, and people say, oh, Tom, you're just not with it. You're just so old. No, I put them in before. It just doesn't do, and it's not as great as people think. I don't know.
I have 30 years in IT experience, and I started looking at it
really?
Going, I can't do this. So
I'm sorry.
Help.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
No, and it's like computers, and this is why I don't recommend these smart home systems. They become obsolete in 15 minutes. And when you do something in your home, now I'm not talking about, now even cars, for me, I still drive old cars. I'm not one to get new cars. But for most people, they'll replace a car every year. They just live with a car payment. They figure it's part of life. I haven't had a car payment in, I don't know, a decade or two. But more than that, since 1997, I don't think I've had a car payment. Anyway, I just keep the old ones running. But as far as that goes, things just change too quickly. And when it comes to a house, when you buy a house, when you put floor covering in, when you put a roof on, when you put windows. Now, we have a gentleman just called, want to replace his windows for certain reasons. He wants his house quieter and whatnot. But those windows have probably been in the house since the day it was built. How long? Could it be one decade? Could it be two? Could it be three? Some of them, you know, it could be since the 50s, for that matter, and maybe even longer. But when you put something in your home, you want it to last decade after decade. It's not something you want to replace a roof every 3 years and just have a monthly roof payment. I'm sure the roofing industry would love it. Can you imagine you have millions of people spending $350 to $600 a month for the rest of their life, and they always have a brand new roof? Oh, gosh, it's like the... those warranties you get calls on for your cars. They love everybody having those monthly checks come in because very rarely, it's like a health club. Very rarely do you actually go use it. So the money is just incredible. But that's what a house is not. And when you get into the smart home technology, it comes and goes like a toot in the wind. It's just gone. And the maintenance on it and the money you spend on it is just incredible. So be very careful as far as that goes. And it's probably not a place for it. Simple is better for your home. Even on air conditioning systems, just get a simple system. They're very efficient. Energy prices are low. You have certain spaces you want. You can trick out any space you want. Today, I got to a point when I was still building at the end, we didn't even put wire in anymore. Everything is wireless. And that's what the IT people we talked to said, Tom, it's just a waste of their money to put, you know, they were going to do, what was it, Cat 5E and stuff. You don't even use it. Now I'm using 6-something for my radio equipment. And my radio equipment doesn't get updated as much as some of the stuff in the world. Although might need to this week. We'll see. Anyway, it's amazing that, it changes so quickly that putting in money for all these home theater systems and stuff, they come and go. Be very careful. It's just like the first flat screen TV I ever bought was a Philips, and it started at about $25,000. And it finally got down to $5,000, and I bought one. And now I bought the same size TV a couple of years ago. This is a long time ago. It finally fell off. It was so heavy, it fell off and just shattered into pieces off of the cabinet it was on because somebody bumped into it. But now I got the same TV for $320 delivered to my front door from RCA, and it's a better TV. So you got to be careful with this stuff. Be careful with your money on that. Sam, we'll get right with you in a minute, but Glass Doctor is a company a lot of people don't know about that you just might need. Glass. It's not something people buy every day. Well, you might buy glasses, but even that, not every day. But glass for a window, glass for a shower door, glass for a mirror, custom cut mirror, just beautiful. You do it once in a while and you want it done right. Now, probably the thing that most people get glass replaced is with your windshields on your cars. I get them replaced all the time because I'm on the road all the time. Gravel's flying all over the place. Well, Glass Doctor here in Houston, just look them up on our website, homeshowradio.com, and the Glass Doctor will be there for you. Glass Doctor will replace those panes of windows in the glass door you had or the window you had. Somebody threw a baseball through it. I use that example because it's always in the fun kids movies, but it happens. Golf balls. We talked to a gentleman who lived on a golf course. I want him to know that he's a very lucky man that I don't play golf anymore. So his windows are safe without me on the golf course, that's for sure. But Glass Doctor is there just in case. Then we get into more tragic stuff like riots and mayhem and people kicking in, theft and burglary, kicking in your storefronts for your restaurants, your stores, whatever the case may be. They'll come, they'll board it up, they'll get the glass ready, they'll put the glass back in. That's the kind of service they have. It's full service from cars to storefronts and everything in your home. Glass Doctor. To find out more about it, go to homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Okay. That's 281-496-5711. We have open lines. Be with you today until noon. Let's talk to Sam. Sam, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Tom, I got a question on a window that I want to make a wall. I want to make a wall out of that window. Who would I need to call for that?
You're going to remove the window and just close it up?
Yes, sir. And I've got some wood rod outside, and
Understand. Call Rudy's Quality Painting.
Rudy's, okay. He will handle that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got carpenters, put it all together, and then caulk it, paint it, make it look texture sheetrock. I'm not sure all the little processes you'll have, but he can handle it because that's not uncommon to do. It's fairly simple, actually.
All right. Yes, I have some hardy plank outside. Around
you got hardy outside? You got sheetrock on the inside?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so he's going to be able to match the texture, paint it on the inside. Hardy, no problem. They'll have to remove some, so it looks good. You just don't trim a hole. It looks kind of weird. So you want to run your hardy in sections just over the opening to clean it up, give it a clean look.
Right.
And that'll all have to be caulked and painted and detailed. And then insulation in the cavity, a couple of 2x4s to frame out that opening. So it can
okay.
be done.
Yeah.
You have a structure across the top, the header. So it's not a structural issue. It's just filling it up and then making it look like it was never there, the window.
Right. I never had a gutter over it or wherever. It was just an add-on.
Sure.
So there's a lot of rot under that, just over the window.
Well, whatever rot needs to be taken care of, they can do it. That remains to be seen as you peel. It's like an onion. As you peel off the pieces, you'll see what needs to be replaced and what doesn't. And just because there's a little rot and it's still structurally sound, all that means is that if you make sure it doesn't get wet anymore, you can leave it. It's going to be fine. It's just if it's so rotted that it loses all its structural capability, then you got to deal with it. And you certainly don't want it getting wet anymore.
That's correct. So you think out and go ahead and put a gutter?
I don't know. I can't see it, so I can't. I'm not going to say, yeah, just do it. I won't spend your money that way. So
okay.
When Rudy gets out there, you can even ask him. If it's getting hit with water, usually with hardy siding, it's supposed to. And if they put the Tyvek behind it and they detail it right, and Rudy knows how to do that, it doesn't matter if a little water gets on it. It just matters if water's getting inside the wall or something from
right.
a bad roof
right.
detail. Then you got to fix that for sure.
Right. One more question, if you have
Sir,
time.
Absolutely.
These vents that are to your crawl space, there's a lot of controversy, or at least I've heard a lot of people have different opinions as to whether they should be closed or open. Sometimes people say in the summer one thing, in the winter another. What is your opinion on that?
Always opened. I don't know why this is going on. You know, when I first got on the radio in 88, people used to say that about their roof here in Texas. They would say, close the vents off in the wintertime so the cold air doesn't come in. And that's the worst thing you can do because it just builds up a huge amount of moisture. So finally, with the ridge vents and stuff, and it took several decades, actually, for people to realize that even in Alaska, you got to have attic ventilation 12 months a year. It doesn't change any for under the house. It's just that there are fewer crawl space homes in Texas, so people kind of ignored it. Never close the crawl space up, ever. Always,
wow.
Whether it's under a house, whether it's an attic, you always let it breathe.
Need fresh air. All right, circulate.
Fresh air. And what does it do? It removes the humidity, the water in the air, because if the water sits under there, it's got to do something. It doesn't go away on its own. And it's going to start rotting the floors, rotting the structure, growing mold. It gets to be a real issue. Yeah, it's cold under there, and it's nice and cool under there in the summertime, but you got to get rid of the water in the air. You can't let it turn to a liquid.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom.
You're welcome. I appreciate your call. Appreciate you listening. We have open lines. Call me, 281-496-5711. Well, I've talked about it on the show several weeks now, and the fact of the matter is that I had a duct that I had to have replaced, and it was getting dust in the house. I was trying not to tell everybody around the house so they wouldn't get mad at me. But I got it replaced last week, and who did I call? I called Absolute Comfort Air. In fact, yesterday, because I'd been traveling, I came in Friday night. Today after the show, I'm heading down to Rosenberg to do my time. This is my drill weekend, so I came into Houston to do my drill weekend. I work all over the state because I love to work, and I'll go anywhere in the state of Texas that needs me. That's just who I am. I don't mind that at all. I'm, home is where you hang your hat, so I'm always running around. And as far as that goes, when I got home and yesterday I went up into the attic, I couldn't wait to see it. It was beautiful. I had to do a little vacuuming to clean the dust off the grills and stuff down in the house that it fed, but the ductwork was beautiful. I checked it. It's coming through nice. It looks really nice and clean. It opened up some area up in the attic. The bottom line is I wasn't here to see it done. I talked to Absolute Comfort Air about what I wanted to have done and what my goal was. They solved all the problems. They took care of it, and when I got home, I trusted their work. I went up, and my trust was well-founded. your trust will be well-founded, too, when it comes to air conditioning and heating issues. Ductwork, airflow, filter systems, you name it, they're the experts. Absolute Comfort Air. If you have any air conditioning or heating problems, call them. If you need your checkups done regularly, which I recommend, I have mine done every year, call them soon, not right now, and this is not a checkup time right now. But as soon as it starts getting warm again, you want that air conditioning system running like a spinning like a top, running nice and smooth, however you want to put it, however you want to mess up all those little funny ways of, you know, the one-horse pony show kind of thing. It happens to all of us. It's just the way it is. That's why I try to avoid them sometimes. But the fact of the matter is you want that air conditioning system running to its full capacity, capabilities, and you want it to be efficient. And most importantly, you want it to give you results because you are the end user. You either want to be cool or you want to be warm. You don't want to be hot and you don't want to be cold. That's what it's all about at Absolute Comfort Air. Visit them online at homeshowradio.com.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Gulf Coast Windows for energy saving, security, and quality replacement windows. Aquatex Kinetico Water Systems. Better water flows from better thinking.
Boral Steel Stone-Coated Roofing. Durability, performance, and protection that lasts.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
I want y'all to know I'm a genius. I don't know why, but I had a little headphone trouble there for about 3 minutes. And during this last break, I actually fixed it. And somebody said, "What'd you do?" I said, "I don't know. I really don't know. I turned a couple buttons, put them back, and I might be needing some new equipment here. It's not a big deal. It's not that expensive. It's just maybe I should just get 6 backup systems. I don't mind. I've got them everywhere I go. I carry a radio equipment with me because on the internet today, I could do my radio show sitting on a beach somewhere. Not that I would do that. It would be too distracting, but it could. I know people that do, actually, in the business. I don't, but I like being a little more focused because one of the things about our show is it's not just what you believe and what you think. I've got to be a little more focused when it comes to your problems, like maybe with Bill next. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I have a old house that we're remodeling down in South Texas, and it's a pier and beam house, and the floor joists are 2x8s, and on top of that is, you know, plywood and like linoleum floors in some areas and laminated floors in another area. But okay, what is the best way to try to insulate that floor? Is there any way to do that underneath?
Well, you can. Can you crawl under the house?
Probably 95% of it, yes.
If you want to get strapping, they make this nylon strapping you put on the bottom of the floor joist and you put up unfaced fiberglass insulation if you want to put it under there. I wouldn't bother doing it, but if you wanted to, there's ways to do it. I wouldn't get into all kinds of foams and stuff. You're going to get in all kinds of problems.
Okay.
But, especially South Texas. I don't know how south you can go from Houston, but I'm going to Brownsville tomorrow night, so you can go south. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It gets smaller and smaller. But as far as that goes, yeah, that would be the way to do it. And you're not going to find any difference in the summertime, spring or fall. When it gets cold, and you do get, I'm not so sure how far down you're going, but when it does get cold and uncomfortable, then it will help only those days. So it's not a big payback energy saver. It's more just more a little comfort in the wintertime if you don't want to turn your heater on.
Okay. So it sounds like it's really not worthwhile doing this.
I would not do it, and I would tell you it's not worthwhile doing it unless you have, you know, if I had a house like that, and someday I might, I would insulate under my master bathroom. Because that's one room you run around naked, so you want that one a little more toasty than the other ones. But for the rest of the house, you have a heater system. You know, up north, we used to put sweaters on in the wintertime. We're fine and wear slippers and not go barefoot. But as far as that goes, I don't think it's worth it to you to go through all that trouble. I'm sure there are probably other things you'd rather do and get a lot more satisfaction and comfort and everything else for yourself and your family.
Yeah, well, it's just a little ranch house we've been remodeling, and yeah, might run into a rattlesnake or two under there. So I think I'll just stay out of there.
Hey, when I'm down in Brownsville, I went out in my garage the other night, and there's two tarantulas staring at me. Okay, that's kind of freaking me out, too. So, you get some weird critters down there.
Yeah, we're down by Freer, actually, is where we're at.
I know where that is.
So, yes. But anyway, I appreciate the info, and we're just going to leave it like it is.
I would. That's my advice to you. That was an easy answer for me on the home show radio. Don't do anything. You'll hear me say that more than not. I'm not going to encourage you to do things I don't think... When I started doing this show, people would say, how do you answer their questions? I mean, one of the reasons I'm so involved in the industry, especially on the educational side as well as the hands-on side, because I work for colleges too, putting together training programs, so I'm surrounding myself with faculty members. In fact, I'm in the process of hiring faculty members now to teach welding and master electricians, master plumbers, this kind of thing. I've got a staff right now of about 11 really qualified, very smart construction people. So I get to talk to them all the time. So I get all this constant knowledge. I'm constantly, life is a classroom for me. So it's very exciting. I'll go through curriculum. I'm going to become an NCCER master trainer here next month. There's a lot of stuff I'm always doing. So I get to learn this stuff, so it helps me with the show. And number two is I always answer the questions, like I'm going to get to John here in a second. I always answer the questions as if it was my own house. What would Tom Tynan do? And that's the way I've always approached the show. It seems to be successful. I do my projects around my house, and there's some that I think it would just be a waste of time. And some I think I really need to do. I know I need to do. And so that's the way the show is we approach the show. John, we'll get to you in a minute, as soon as we go past this top of the hour break. But Houston for Lease is a company you need to call if you're thinking of selling your home. That's right, selling your home. Why would you sell it when you can keep it? You've owned that home for years. Your kids have all went to college. They're all gone. They're hopefully, lucky like me, they're all got jobs. They're taking care of themselves. My kids, my three, all finished college. I'm just about to pay the last college off on one. I don't need this big old house. So maybe I would think of selling it, and guess what? I wouldn't. I would call Bruce Lessie over at Houston for Lease. Say, Bruce, I'm moving to Tahiti. That's it. I'm going to spend my last healthy years in Tahiti. But I still need some cash. So how about managing my property? Because now it becomes an investment, not a house full of memories with the kids, because that only lasts so long. The kids are old now. They get to make their own memories now. And I'll come by and visit them once in a while, and then come visit me anytime they want. And I talked to them. I talked to two of my children last night. But as far as that goes, we all have our lives for doing things. But I want cash. I know. I do. Because then I can go to Tahiti or wherever I want to go. Probably won't be Tahiti. It'll probably be in the state of Texas somewhere. But I want to go by the ocean somewhere. And as far as that goes, he will find renters. He will manage the property. He will take care of the property. He will keep me informed. And that's what he does for hundreds of people here in the Houston area. Houston for Lease. You hear of these other management companies come and go, but Bruce has been doing it before they got here, and he's still doing it now, and some of them have already left this town. It was very popular a couple years ago, and now you don't hear hardly all of any of it, but you always hear of Houston for Lease. Bruce Lessie, give him a call before you sell your home and find a way you can make cash with it on a monthly basis. It's like that car payment I was talking about earlier, only in this case, the money comes to you. It doesn't go to them. That is a good thing. It's like having your own business and you sell extended warranties for cars, and you get those checks every month, only it's from your house. It's just the check that's the same. Everything else is different. All right, let's see here. Houston for Lease. This is his cell number, and he gives out his cell number because you can talk to the man in charge when you're working with him, when he's your manager, anytime you want. 832-654-5670. Experience the joy of having a direct deposit check in your bank account every month for as long as you want with Houston for Lease.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
What do y'all recommend as a weed killer?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.